Why? It's going to be the evolution of my character in this game.
That's a bad evolution.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
No. I want to be Deadpool from X-Men Origins.
Wait, Deadpool from X-Men Origins?
I want to be Deadpool from Wolverine Origins.
You want to get your mouth sewed closed and then have a bunch of experiments done on you and then look really, really stupid?
I want karate sword arms.
And then teleport around and shoot laser beams from your eyes with your karate sword arms?
Yes.
But not be able to talk as the Merc with the mouth?
Yes. Then I just use my sword arms to cut my mouth open.
Why didn't he do that?
Because he was a brainless robot programmed to kill Wolverine.
He got his head cut off anyway.
That doesn't kill Deadpool.
It did, though.
It doesn't.
It did, kind of.
It doesn't, though.
I mean, he at the end of that movie, he did, like, open his eyes, I think, and then go, shh.
Can you say shush with no mouth?
He got his mouth back.
What?
Yeah, man. The movie was bad.
I only legally watched the unfinished version.
You can't say that you legally watched the unfinished version.
Technically, I can because streaming services weren't illegal to use. They were illegal to make.
Oh.
At that time period. I think that's how those rules used to work.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I think that was because that was back in the Wild West days when there was no laws on the internet for almost anything.
I guess. I don't know. I know people that got in trouble for...
If you download it, it's different.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. It was downloaded stuff.
Downloading is piracy. Streaming, the person who downloaded to the streaming service is the pirate.
I honestly think they need new words for stuff because... Like,
that'd be Robin Hooding. I would call that Robin Hooding.
Yeah.
You're stealing from the movie makers and giving it to the people who want to watch it.
Yeah, because like...
Especially the people who don't want to pay because they're like, oh, this movie's going to be bad, but I heard there's an unfinished version that'll be fun to watch.
Exactly. But no, like piracy has certain things about it. It evokes an image in your head. There's a romanticization of piracy. It's the same thing with like if you drive around in your car and you shoot fireworks, you can get arrested and charged with domestic terrorism. There's a word in your head there's something that you picture when you hear the word domestic terrorism, and it's not a bunch of kids driving around shooting fireworks out of their car.
Who did this happen to?
New words.
Who did this happen to?
Somebody made a video of them driving around shooting Roman candles out of their car, and someone in the comments said, hey, just so you know, if you get caught doing that, you get charged with domestic terrorism. Don't ask me how I know. So I'm going to ask them how they know.
How long do you go to jail for that?
I don't know. It's...
Is it based off how much explosives you use?
Maybe. Well, maybe it's like if you shoot it at somebody, because...
That's bullshit, because... Nah, I guess too political if I keep going down that route. But I'm just saying, people do a lot worse things, and they're just called lone wolves.
That is true.
And that feels a lot more terrorism-y.
That is 100, but that's based off the color of the person. Like, if I shot fireworks out of a car, I'd go to jail for way longer than you would.
What is throwing pennies out of a car?
Asshole behavior.
What is throwing pennies at the hood of your friend's car while he's driving so it hits his car at the speed he's driving?
That's called hailstorm.
That's called, Kyle, stop doing that! Kyle, stop throwing pennies at people! Don't flip people off in my neighborhood. They know me.
I think
my car is recognizable.
I think if you are doing something to other people.
My favorite part is both of you have said that to me.
Yeah.
Both of you had said, stop flipping off kids in my neighborhood. People know me.
That was in my old neighborhood, not this one. No one knows who the fuck I am here.
It doesn't matter. It was also in Matt's old neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, you don't ever do stuff like that in your neighborhood. You get mad at me when I try to yell at old women in your neighborhood.
You were going to fight that old woman. There's a difference.
Here's the
thing. You pulled over and started unbuckling. You were going to hit that old woman.
Old people need to remember
that they're old. You were in a bad mood. I forget why. It wasn't my fault this time. I know that I always think that. I know that there's been a time when it was definitely my fault and I blamed other people and you were so mad. I'm like, yeah, man, those guys are real dicks today. I can't believe they did that to you. And you were like, it was you. It was you the whole time.
It was you the whole day. The whole time it was you.
What?
It took you a whole 12 hours to catch on. And everybody...
I didn't catch on. You told me.
Everybody else knew it was you. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, no, it's definitely because of Kyle. Everybody else that was involved was like, it's because of Kyle. And then you're just still like, I can't believe that all these other people are making Jared so mad.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was completely over my head that day.
Yeah.
But the last time when you were going to fight that old lady was definitely not my fault. I don't remember why. You came, picked me up, super pissed. I think you didn't want to do what we were going to do.
I don't remember at all.
But it doesn't matter. You're like going a little bit too fast. You try and claim you weren't going as fast as I thought you were going. And this old lady's like, slow down. Because like the speed limit in my neighborhood is 10 miles per hour.
And my car was going.
Slams on his brakes.
10 miles an hour.
And starts to unbuckle. And I'm like, you can't fight this old woman in my neighborhood.
I could fight an old woman.
What? You can't fight this old woman 10 feet from my house.
Here's the thing. I can fight the old woman. You didn't want me to fight the old woman. That's the thing. Kind of like how I didn't want you to just randomly roll down the window and yell at my neighbors, hey, I love you. Come here.
I didn't do that. I don't recall doing that.
But you did. That's the thing.
You know what? You ran around that neighborhood with a pigeon mask on. I don't care.
I did. I did.
Sorry, a dove mask. Which is a pigeon. Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast. On to the next one. On to the next one.
On to the next one. On to the last one. What the fuck was that?
Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
I'm Jared.
I'm Kyle, and I can't believe we did that.
I know, it was crazy. We're back to talk about all the weirdest and funniest news from all over the internet.
We read the clickbait, so you don't have to. Why do I forget this every time?
I always have
to think about it.
I mean, it is a really long introduction. Because at this point, we've now we're not scripted anymore.
I have one line.
You have two lines. I'm Kyle. That's not that is also a line.
That's too many lines for me. I'm an improv guy. Are you saying
that your equivalent to too spooky for me is that's too many lines for me?
Yes.
Okay. That is a good catchphrase. Too many lines for me.
I can't read.
But yeah, it literally is you just say, I'm Kyle. And then you say, we read the clickbait so you don't have to. Which is on our logo. It's in our description. It's on our website. It's pretty much everywhere. So I don't know why that one's so difficult for you.
Every time.
Mine, I made up on the spot and... That it's weird, and I just chose to keep saying it.
I don't even know what you say. Remember all the times I tried to steal it from you?
You did. Yeah, it's we read the weirdest. And wait, no.
I don't remember. We need to do the whole thing over. Okay,
I'm five,
four, three, two, one. Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
I'm Jared.
I'm Kyle,
and we're back to read all the weirdest and funniest news from all over the internet.
We read the clickbait, so you don't have to see that.
That's what it is.
That's apparently the only way you can remember
that
yours.
Is, yeah,
we haven't done that in a while. Let's do it one more time.
Okay, just for good measure. Right?
Five, four, three. Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
I'm Jared.
I'm Kyle.
We're back to talk about all the weirdest and funniest news from all over the internet.
We read the clickbait, so you don't have to.
Okay, yeah, we're good at it at this point. All right, yeah. So. You might be confused about what's going on. Just know, so are we.
Somehow I get lost every single time we do our intro.
I forget even
what we're doing. Why I'm in this place.
You've completely forgotten that we were filming the show before. You've fallen asleep while filming.
Wow.
You've fallen asleep doing things. I've fallen asleep during the 5 seconds of silence at the beginning. I'm not gonna deny that, but the show hasn't started.
It's not my fault.
That my couch is comfy?
That it was super late at night when we used to do this super late at night.
Yeah.
That I reclined the seat all the way back. And that the microphone can go up and directly down at my face. All those things led to the perfect situation for me to fall asleep to this.
Yeah. And that might happen again. So follow us at patreon.com/rumrunner. Support us and you'll be able to see video versions of that.
It'll never happen again.
It might.
It'll never happen.
If we ever record at 11 p.m. again, it's going to happen again and you know it.
Nope.
It'll happen.
Never again.
I'm going to make it happen. On to the first one.
You didn't drug me?
No, I don't have to drug you to push a button. I can push a button. I can walk over there, push a button, and then you go back.
Jared, they're not even buttons. They don't push anything. They're...
It's like sensory pads. Yeah, because you don't even need to touch them. You need to just be in the general vicinity. I forgot how themed this one was in both of these.
You keep doing that. You keep picking stories that are aligned.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it kind of helps. Like, we had the bathroom one. And now there's this one. Man with samurai sword threatens people at Walmart in Vancouver.
I can't wait to find out how this is related to the other one.
Right?
It's either got samurai swords, men, or Canada.
Or Walmart.
Or Walmart.
That's another thing. Or with.
Am I the only person that counts the four that way?
Yeah. See, I usually will do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And sometimes I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Normally, I still also do the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or I'll do one. I'll do like 1, 2, 3. Sometimes I'll do that.
Does that mean I'm an alien?
I don't know. I saw something where like a girl was like, if you ask a guy to hold up three fingers, he'll never just do that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I need two hands to do it.
Like my ring finger doesn't want to go out.
Why are men not?
But like I usually, like if someone's like, hold up three fingers, I'm like this.
Yeah.
Like that's my normal thing. But she said that they would either do, I forget what it was. But I think this was the other one. And I was like, this is a little weird. This feels weird.
That's how they got caught in Inglourious Basterds.
Tis.
Because the Germans did this and he did this.
Yeah.
And they killed him. Or something. I don't remember. I saw that movie like 57 years ago.
That was actually exactly what it was. They said that which is weird because I don't know how people around me count on their fingers.
Yeah, you can't think that like just culturally, like they're like, ugh. I know nobody that does that. You must be different.
Like, do your teachers, like, smack you in the face with a ruler if you count the other way? Like, I know that happened if you use your left hand, but
I don't think that was happening if you just went three. Is it just because we're such an amazing melting pot that we just understand that people all do different things?
Could be. You would assume.
And that, like, all these other places are not. So they're just like, there's one way to do it.
It's so weird that America is, like, this huge melting pot. And like we're like proud of that, and we accept that until
new people want to come here.
That, but also until it's something that we don't like, or that like someone chooses that they don't like, and then they're like, "Nah, America just needs to be how America is." Be like, "Nah, America's all about taking everything and mixing it together and making a stew." It's not a, we don't.
That's why we have the best form of English. Cause we got like, we say shit all the time that we just think is English, but it's like a part of another language.
Yeah. Like catapult.
Then we got cool things like Creole, which is like insane mixture of languages.
What the fuck?
It's unfancy French.
It just has a picture of a pocket knife. And I'm like, are they calling the pocket knife a samurai sword? What the fuck? I'm like, what?
Maybe it extends. It's an extendo blade.
An extendo? Okay. That would be dope. If you had like a little tanto, like knife kind of thing, and then you pushed a button and it like legitimately just went sink. I don't know how that would work.
Not good.
It wouldn't be good. But if you could find a way to make it work in real life, it'd be cool. We're going to read though and figure out what this man did. I had this saved as he's the Walmart boss.
I'm not going to read.
Okay. Vancouver, Washington. Does this say Washington? Is it Washington? Huh. Yeah, Washington. Look at that.
Not Canada.
I didn't know that there was a Vancouver, Washington. That's crazy.
Maybe it connects to Vancouver.
Even crazier,
Canada,
this is Fox, Oregon. This is all over the place.
Those two states are next to each other or whatever.
This is a worldwide thing.
One man assaulting people.
Where is Vancouver in conjunction to Washington? Is it directly above it? Because if it's directly above Washington, and then there's Vancouver, Canada, and then right below it is Vancouver, Washington.
I'm imagining it's like Twin Cities, like, you know, Texarkana, which is the only one I have a really good reference to. But you said that there's one where it's like on Texas's side and Mexico side.
Yeah. There is that.
I only know one because of horror movies and crime.
So, yeah. So, Vancouver, Washington. A man was arrested by Vancouver police on Sunday after several people called 911 and reported that he was threatening people with a samurai sword. Police arrived after the man had entered a Walmart in the 400 block of Southeast 192nd Avenue. We now know exactly where this is.
Do you think this is going to be like one of those situations where, like, remember specific time period in our country where people were going to way too extreme lengths for things that weren't really happening? Like a man would be holding a BB gun in a store that was still in the package, and they'd call the police and...
Are you saying that this guy...
A kid would be playing in the park with a toy sword and someone would call the police.
Or a Snickers bar.
Or nothing resembling a weapon at all.
Yeah.
Do you think this is like that or do you think he really has a samurai sword?
I'm gonna hope he has a real samurai sword. Because if he doesn't... This is such a dumb fucking article. But if he does have a samurai sword... I'm going to still hope that he brought it from home, because if he went to Walmart and bought a toy samurai sword and then started like challenging people to a duel in Walmart.
I have an idea now.
Because I used to do stupid shit like that with the Walmart lightsabers. So if this is what happened and this man is arrested now for declaring sword fight duels in Walmart with plastic swords.
Jared.
I'm going to be sad.
Jared.
Yeah.
You're going to become, it's just a prank, bros.
We're not going
to
become.
And we're going to go to Walmart and film us challenging people to Nerf fights with Nerf swords. And we're going to mollywomp them.
What if someone's really good and they smack us hard in the face?
That's when we cry. That's when we start yelling, it's just a prank, bro. I think that's how that works. You do a whole bunch of asshole stuff, and then when someone turns it around on you, you go, it's just a prank.
It's not even an asshole thing. We're asking them to participate. We're not forcing them. In your thing, you said we challenge them, which means that they can go, no, and just walk away. Or they can say, yes, and choose to pick up a sword and try to hit us with it.
And then we violently and aggressively attack them and we mollywomp them.
I mean, that's just a dick thing to do.
We just start smacking them with the side of it. But at the same
point, if they beat us up,
then we start screaming, it's just a prank, bro. And you start pointing out the cameras and then they're like, I don't give a fuck. And they start beating the shit out of you harder.
Man,
just like every It's Just a Prank Bro video we've ever seen since the early 2000s.
I don't like this idea.
You know what's weird? They have both gotten worse and better. No one's running around in a thong with an elephant trunk anymore.
Yeah.
And trying to fight people on the street.
Thus making, was that better?
That's worse.
That was worse? That's worse than what it currently is?
It depends.
I don't know. I thought that was funny. I mean, aside from the whole trying to pick a fight first, but normally it was just like he bumped into somebody and then they were like, yo, and then he was like, what? And then they were like, what? And he was like, what? And he'd raise his fist and then they'd raise their fist and then he would take his pants off. And he got
beat
up
a couple times. He did. People don't care if you yell, it's just a prank.
Yeah.
But then like now they're just doing like shitty asshole stuff that I hate them more for, but it's like less aggressive than that. Like chasing a man with a cell phone that's saying some dumb shit.
Yeah, except for they're chasing a man down,
which is the worst part.
Which I is said better actually and way worse. More aggressive than better. Anything else that's why that I anybody said better else is and doing.
Worse. I don't know.
I'd say it's better because there isn't people dressing up like Middle Eastern people and throwing bags in public and then running away, making people
doing
think
shit like
bomb.
That's better that we're not doing that anymore.
That was, I think, the worst. Or the people that would pretend to have a gun and then they would pick a fight in the hood, and then people had real guns.
Yeah, like, but the thing is, like, when somebody during our era of that got shot, it mm-hmm. stopped for a while.
Yeah, yeah, they would stop.
And this current generation, and they just expect that to happen, and they're like, okay with it.
Definitely stopped.
He better have.
Yeah, like that person went, oh shit.
We're like
immediate karma.
The current generation of these videos, someone gets shot, that person doesn't even stop making them.
Yeah. He cracked jokes. He cracked jokes and said that he's not going to stop being who he is. Being a practical joker is not who you are.
That's not a personality trait.
It's not. It's not even a little bit of a personality trait.
And it's not
a
practical joker. You're just a dickhead.
Yeah.
That's a personality trait.
Yeah. Like being a shitty person is a personality trait. That's what you are. You can, if someone shoots you because you were being a shitty person, you can be like, oh, no, I'm being a shitty person.
I'll never That's be fine. A shitty person again. Like good. I'll yeah. stop shooting you. Stop, one time's enough.
Stop screaming. It's a prank, bro. Because a prank in, I'd say a prank would insinuate that it's not harmful.
See, that part is also lighthearted. Worse. That part is also worse than ours because they'd be like, it's just a prank. It's just a prank. Look, there's a camera over there. He's got a camera. And they'd still get their ass beat, but whatever. Yeah. Now, for some reason, the phrase, it's just a prank, bro, feels worse.
It does.
It's the addition of extra words.
It felt bad before when people just said it's just a prank. But when you throw bro on there, it almost feels like you're not taking it seriously.
Well, they didn't even say it's just a prank. They were like, it's a prank.
Yeah.
And now it's just a prank, bro. Like somehow you're the victim in this situation. I think that's what it is. Going, it's a prank is like, hey, I'm fucking with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Saying it's just a prank, bro, is, hey, you're being too much
you're
now.
You're overreacting right now.
Yeah, that's
now.
What it is. You're making yourself the victim when you say it that way.
You're hurting me because I was just trying to have a good time with you. You random stranger that I don't know. I was trying to be fun with you, and now you're upsetting me, and now I'm hurt by this, and I'm a cockhead.
Let's find out what this is.
I'm going to keep reading, though. Officers evacuated the store and found the man who eventually surrendered without injuring anyone. Well, what is this story?
Uneventful, that's what it is.
Although
if it was eventful, I guess that's also... That'd be worse.
Police said in addition to the sword, the man had a 5-inch knife in his pocket. Ravi Saxena.
This dude straight up was trying to be a samurai. He's got a sword. He's got a tanto.
Yeah. 43 was booked on charges of felony harassment, dangerous weapon, and displaying a weapon. Dangerous weapon?
Yeah, he's just charged for being a dangerous weapon.
Like he's a weapon? Like my hands are registered weapons.
Is that real?
I think at a certain point, yeah. That's it. That's the end of this story. What the fuck story is this?
Wow, he didn't even yell it's a prank?
Fox News, you are literally the worst. Literally the worst. There, you didn't even need to make this a story.
This
didn't need to exist.
They did one good thing recently. They did a thing called fact checking.
They did fact check Trump.
They don't do that.
Yeah, that was impressive.
They usually spout things that need to be fact checked.
Yeah. That's it though. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs and 1, 2, 3, 4 of those 5 paragraphs were one sentence.
This was a 10-paragraph story.
They should have just kept doing that. They should have just said, a man was arrested. Wait, Nate. This is a one-sentence story. It's all one sentence.
It's the same sentence repeated?
No, it's just one. Like, I thought you got more details. It's just one sentence. One sentence. One sentence. One sentence. One sentence.
They could have just made this a paragraph.
This could have been one paragraph. They could have fit it all before this picture of the knife. What the fuck, man?
It doesn't even tell us if it's a real samurai sword.
I think it is. I think that's the samurai sword, which I don't think that's a battle-ready katana.
Yeah, that's like some anime shit.
Yeah, like this, it looks nice.
That's a wall hanger.
It has white lightning going down it.
A red blade.
Do you think he calls himself White Lightning?
I don't know.
Oh man, like he has.
I don't need to ask the question, but I'm gonna still ask the question of, is he white?
I don't know, Ravi Saxena. Saxena.
If he's calling himself White Lightning, though.
If he's calling himself White Lightning, Ravi Saxena. Let's see if I can find a picture of him.
Go find his mugshot.
Let's see here, LinkedIn.
If he's on LinkedIn, nah, that's, and then it like right under it's like White Lightning.
Right, White Lightning on a red sky. That's my name.
My friends call me White Lightning, Samurai of the West.
Okay, so far I found someone in New Jersey. I found someone in California.
What's his name? Ravi Shankar?
Ravi Saxena, spelled that way. So far, everybody has been, at least from what I can see, of Indian descent. All three people that I have found have been of Indian descent. I don't know if this is them. If this is him, no, it said 43 years old. It definitely isn't this kid who matriculated, because it says matriculation year here in 2020.
What does that mean?
Man.
What does that mean?
The matriculation?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think matriculation means to like dribble, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It means to dribble out.
That's a cool knife.
Like semen matriculates out of your penis. I think that's how this person doesn't exist. They don't have any sort of like social media presence.
What the fuck is this?
Is that cop going to fight that other cop with a samurai sword?
It looks like it. Also, those aren't real cops. That's AI. I zoomed in on their faces. Those aren't real people. That's why this picture doesn't make any sense.
Is this of the...
Yeah, that's from the... that's like an article about the incident. That's not real.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that? Is that an actual news source?
I don't know. This guy looks like he's falling backwards.
Yeah, I looked at it. I was like, this picture doesn't make sense.
The sword is coming out of his hand. This guy just has a stick. Why would two cops even be fighting each other?
They're two different. Dude, obviously, they're two different teams of cops. Ones have helmets and the other ones have hats.
I'm going to read this because it has more information on it.
Just steal my phone. You're like, I'm still trying to find a mugshot. And you're like, now I'm going to use this AI generated story.
Dude, it's called News GPT.
Is this a fake news story? And did Fox pick up an AI generated news story?
And it says the unhuman truth. I now don't know if this is real or not.
Do we have to cancel our show because we don't know if the news is real?
Is AI going to ruin our show? No, we'll just lean into it.
Yeah.
Man arrested with samurai sword in Washington Walmart. It's already better written. This is off the bat written better.
Someone just took the story and had ChatGPT make it better.
I think so. You could. It's five fucking sentences long.
They're like, extend this.
Yeah. In a startling incident, once again, way better. If a computer wrote this, I don't know how it knows it's startling, but it is. A man wielding a samurai sword was apprehended inside a Walmart store in Vancouver. This is definitely... I feel like this is just definitely AI generated with just like the cadence of it. Like no one says a Walmart store in Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah, you say a Walmart shopping center.
Yeah.
Duh.
The individual identified as Ravi Saxena, aged 43. It also says aged 43, which is that how you're supposed to write it with the D?
That's how many years you've aged.
That is true. It's kind of like, oh, somebody was talking about this. They were like, you know, when you turn, let's just use you as an example. When you turn 36, you're not 36.
You're 45.
No, you're 37. That's the first day of your 37th year alive. It is the last day. The day before it was the last day of your 36th year alive. So it's a milestone.
That's not true.
Showing the year that you completed. Because when you've been alive for a year, you turned one. You completed that year. So then you know the milestone. Just a milestone marker. you're on year two already then after that.
Don't make me older than I am, Jared. I hate you. I already didn't want to be 30.
Everything after
now you're
that
telling me when I was 30, I was 29.
Technically.
I died sooner than I planned.
You were when you were 29, you were in your 30th year on Earth.
I can't take this. This is the news that does it for me. That you just gave me information that's just goodbye, world.
Yeah. Okay. So, he was initially spotted walking dangerously in traffic.
Oh wait, no, that's not a joke. I thought the AI was just saying something weird.
I mean, unless he was just like dangerously walking.
I mean, he was just walking.
Oh, like
traffic.
He had the sword pointed at himself. He's like, I'm dangerously walking.
I think if you walk through a busy street while cars are still coming, that's dangerously walking through traffic. I don't think you need to have a sword pointed at your face.
I mean, but that's extra dangerous.
And he's like sidewalking. Just so he's like, if a car hits me through the brain,
he's fucking one hopping on one leg when he gets. It's near the other side.
Yo, that would fuck. How much would that fuck with you if someone runs into the road with a sword pointing at their own face and you hit them and in a way you've stabbed them in the face?
I tell people that I stabbed someone in the face with a samurai sword.
Using your car?
Using my car. That's how that would work. So yeah. Saxena's, I think that's how you say it. Saxena's. Erratic behavior escalated as he approached the Walmart parking lot, where he began shouting and threatening to harm people. This already has twice the information that the Fox News one did.
This is one paragraph, and this Fox News one's whole story was less than a paragraph.
Yeah, this one has already had three sentences. Great start already. Four if you count where it repeated the motherfucking title. Yeah. The Vancouver Police Department swiftly responded to the situation. Officers promptly evacuated customers from the Walmart store, still saying it, to ensure their safety while they pursued the suspect. Saxena eventually complied with police commands and surrendered peacefully, preventing any further escalation of the incident. Fortunately, no injuries were reported during the ordeal. Once again, this is way better written. Upon further investigation, authorities discovered that Saxena was not only armed with a samurai sword, but also possessed a 5-inch pocket knife. Both weapons were confiscated by the police, which I don't know if they mentioned that in the Fox one. We don't know if they took them. Maybe they let him keep them.
No, I just said he had them, and then he went to jail for these things.
Yeah, so maybe they let him keep his sword and his knife in jail. Come on, Fox, we need to know these things. Saxena's actions resulted in his arrest on multiple charges, including felony harassment, dangerous weapon, and displaying a weapon. The incident has raised concerns about public safety and the potential for violence in public spaces. This is all made up by the computer. This is 100% made up by the computer. Like, you know. It's because you know how AI does that sometimes. It just starts elaborating and jumping to conclusions then. So that's definitely what's happening. The Vancouver Police Department is conducting a thorough investigation to gather more details about the circumstances surrounding Saxena's behavior and the events leading up to his arrest.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. The police would not investigate this.
Here's the shit. Then it goes into completely unnecessary information, I think. Vancouver, situated on the border of Washington and Oregon, is less than 10 miles from Portland. The city has experienced, I don't know if it's talking about Vancouver or Portland right now.
Portland.
The city has experienced its share of challenges, including incidents of violence and social unrest in recent years. This latest incident serves as a reminder of the importance of maintaining vigilance and ensuring the safety of the community. Oh my God, you can teach their AI then. Oh, this is Black Mirror-y. You can say, teach our AI, vote about this news article, share the truth or fake news. Oh, this is a dark world we're getting into.
Is this article real at all then?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Fuck. There's like enough information for it to maybe be real because we've read articles like this in the past. But now this is lending validity to, are any of those ones that we read even real? Is Kung Fu Brian even a real person?
Kung Fu Brian. has to be a real person.
He's got to be, right? There was so much information.
Also, his story was so bullshit.
Your computer could never come up with that.
Computer could have just off the cuff be like, yeah, they stole my iPhone 4, i15, i17, 7G.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is him, but I think this is him maybe.
All right. It was so difficult. We don't even know if that was exposed.
So
we don't know anything about that.
Yeah, because when you click on it, there's no, that picture's not in here.
Okay. Save that picture and send it to me. Just in case I decide to add it.
I showed it.
I don't know if they can see that. I can't see the screen and Matt left. We're producerless. We're just off the fucking rails. He would have hated this story. Oh my God. Can we take a second to talk about how much Matt would have hated this story, knowing that it might be written by AI?
He would have hated it so much. Or not. Because I still am not sure.
Thanks, Kyle.
Why is there a woman being arrested in this one?
Is it more AI pictures?
I don't know if these pictures are related to the stories. This is like a woman in like, it looks like a gi being walked into a courtroom.
Click on it.
I did.
Click on it again.
And it comes
to the story. Same one? Holy fuck, is any of this real?
No, you're all figments of my imagination.
I'm the one who discovered that this is AI.
I discovered it was AI.
No, you just pulled up another story of it.
No, I pulled this up and I went, I think you said, this is AI.
You said that picture is AI.
Yeah, and then I went,
said the whole article is AI.
You said it was, but I was like, is it AI? And then you were like, it's called NewsGPT.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you didn't read the name of the site.
Yeah, but I assumed that the picture meant the whole thing was AI. Who took these pictures of these swords?
I don't know, because AI doesn't make swords that good, nor does it make knives that good. They don't ever look real.
Nor would it put them on a steel counter?
Yeah, it makes it like it. If you're from Vancouver, Washington, and you listen to our show, and you know 100% that this is a real fucking story.
Why is this one a picture of a child being walked out of school by a cop?
At 2:07.
The fuck is that? That's not
this. If you click on it, does it go to the same story? You gotta hit visit.
It doesn't open.
It goes to the same story!
It's a different website. This one is
W-damn-7. W-damn-7 in the morning.
All of these have been by Fox 12 staff and Andrew McMunn.
Which is who
every single I read. Every single one that I've opened has had the same credit.
Except for the ChatGPT, the NewsGPT one. The NewsGPT one, that one actually didn't credit anybody because a computer wrote it.
Oh my God. Fox News found this fake article. Did not understand what AI was.
We don't know that. We don't know that for sure.
Allegedly,
Fox News just posted about an AI article. Holy shit.
It's making you guess whether or not it's real on this website.
I don't know if it's making you guess or if it's making you corroborate. If you're from Vermont, Washington, and you know that a man was dangerously walking in the street with a sword pointed at his face, doing hopscotch, and then ran into a Walmart, and then started yelling. Inside
in Vancouver, 10 miles away from Portland.
Yeah, 10 miles away from Portland, where the city is known to have unrest and political whatever it said in recent years, that area. Let us email us at rumrunners@gmail.com or leave a 5-star comment explaining how you know that this is real.
Dude, this one's pitch is literally watch the world's first 24/7 news channel generated entirely by AI. This isn't a real story, dude.
Is it fake or is it just pulling from the internet and using real stories and rewriting them with AI? There's two different things that this could be.
Here's the thing. If this was real, I think we'd find more than two different versions of the story.
But I don't know if we would. It's a local news story where no one got hurt and nothing happened.
Here's a different one.
So far, the craziest thing about this story is that we don't know if it's real or not.
Wait.
Okay, read it, and I'll see if it's word for word what the other one is.
A man wielding a samurai sword and threatening people was arrested in Vancouver Walmart Sunday, Vancouver police said.
Wait, give me a second. A man was arrested by Vancouver police on Sunday after several people called 911 and reported. Okay, so that's not the same. Different. But is it the same as the chat?
This one also has a picture of a man in handcuffs, so... Nope, different person.
God fucking
clicking that
damn
picture,
it.
That's a different article.
So difficult.
Why would they do that? This one doesn't have a headline. You click the picture, it goes to a different article. What the shit and fuck?
That's so
placed
hard
to make it seem like that's a part of the article, right?
Yeah. But that's like
all these other ones have.
That's a woman with a bag wrapped around her neck. But is that it? Is it literally just that, where it just says that a man was arrested for having a sword at whatever at Walmart?
It's also five sentences.
Wait, what's the first sentence?
A man wielding a samurai sword and threatening people was arrested in a Vancouver Walmart Sunday, Vancouver police said.
Okay. Yeah.
Ravi Saxena. Saxena? Saxena?
Saxena. That's what I said. Saxena,
43, was walking in traffic around 5:30 p.m. in the 400 block of Southeast 192 Second. Whatever. A number of this avenue.
Okay.
It's in Vancouver.
Vancouver. In a Vancouver.
Carrying a samurai sword, he proceeded to the parking lot of a Walmart on that block. He was allegedly screaming and threatening to hurt people, Vancouver police said.
This is mixing both of the stories. This is mixing the AI one with this one.
But it went with the shorter one still. Okay. So maybe this was the original. And then Fox News and AI ripped it off?
I don't know. I feel like maybe Fox News was the original. AI just took those five sentences, copied it, said elaborate on.
And then Fedor Zarkin of the Oregonian Oregon Live ripped off Fox News?
Maybe he was just inspired by Fox News. Maybe news doesn't work that way. Maybe you can just write the exact same article as long as it's different words. I mean, you're using the same exact facts. You have the same information. Are you clicking on who Ravi Saxena might be?
From LinkedIn? I mean, this one said he's from Vancouver, Washington. How many people with your name live in the city where you're from?
None for me. Two for my dad, though.
Okay, I guess it's not that rare.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
I don't know what to believe.
Fuck. This is now going to have to be a new part of the show.
How is there not a mugshot? And why is everything word for word the same article? I found one with less.
It's making it seem like it's not real.
This one's shorter.
But it's so mundane that it could very well be real. Like, would you release this guy's mugshot for what he did?
Yeah, we get mugshots for all kinds of things.
But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't get mugshots for worse things. Sometimes we don't get mugshots for less worse things. It's just weird. What came first? The AI or the article? When were they posted? Does it have the time that they were posted? That might explain it.
It's because you were talking about me falling asleep. I keep yawning now. I blame you. I blame you. I don't know.
Shit.
I accidentally... clicked something.
Fuck. All right.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Okay. Yeah.
I found it. That's it. This one was posted. What time was yours posted?
This was posted. Oh, now I'm yawning. Fuck you. February 5th, 2024 at 2:21 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. That one was first. This was February 6th, 2024.
Cool. All right. So this has got to be a real story. Just off of dates. Damn, that was difficult.
Unless.
Don't give me more. I
think that there's ways that the date could be not accurate. Probably.
I don't know. Unless maybe it was republished.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fuck.
Anything could be. Or it was edited.
Like they changed a couple words.
Yeah.
They added changed something, took something out.
Like they had the AI write it, but maybe they adjusted the parts where it said weirdly vague things.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was like, a sword made of steel. And it's like, that's weird.
It's like, stop saying that.
Samurai sword.
It's like just a sword made of crucible steel forged at a differentially treated hardness.
At a blacksmith. It's like, why is this in here?
He talks about where it was forged. In the hills of Okinawa. This sword was forged in the heart of a dying star. It's like, what? Those are two different things.
Yeah, they posted that, and then the next day they were like, what the fuck?
They were like, I thought this was all right, but I didn't read the end. The end got weird.
At the end, he challenged the police officers to a duel, and they accepted?
And he won, and now he's the mayor of America, it says.
The police arrived, and he said, I challenge you to trial by combat.
Yeah.
And when I win, I become mayor of the world. And he won.
And he won. And now all hail Ravi Saxena. On to the next one. This one is from 101 WRIF. Oh my God. Now I'm going to be questioning everything that I look up. Fuck.
I'll have to corroborate it on news.
Especially GPT. Looking up, oh man, looking up the author of this is making me feel even more like it's not real.
What's his name? Is it a made up name?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
If he's like a radio DJ, that would be a thing.
I'm hoping he is. All right, here's this one that may or may not be real now that I'm fucking thinking more into it.
At that point, we might as well just start making up our own stories.
We probably could. Man accused of shooting one...
Wait, I just decided that is a new game. We're going to have player participation. We're going to read two stories every time, and one of them is going to be made up by AI, and the other one's going to be real, and you listener peoples and watchers on this Patreon thing need to guess which is which.
That could be a Patreon exclusive. We do a shorter show where we find two things and just do it that way.
No, I will make up a full-blown news article. Every fake week? Fake sources and everything.
Every single week?
AI.
All right. Man accused of shooting 127 rounds at
Walmart in Vancouver, Washington.
Ninja-like people.
What does it mean? Is this a racism?
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, all right. When I saved it, like, I didn't read it fully. Like, I didn't read the headline fully. I was like, shooting 127 rounds at Ninja. I was like, wow, shit. So I, like, saved that.
Is this a racism? Or was this man just on a road trip and he was like, the ninjas are chasing the car, but don't worry, I got it.
And he just started shooting off the side of the road. Yeah, because, like, at first I was just like, oh, man. Maybe this guy is on meth and is seeing ninja people, just people all dressed in black. But now that I'm thinking about it, he's like ninja-like people. He's like, I saw people with squinty eyes. So I was like, oh, ninjas. Bang, 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 bang. Reload.
So I was at the Asian supermarket the other day, and they were just fucking ninjas everywhere.
And they were trying to blend in. They were pushing shopping carts, but I knew they were fucking ninjas.
And that's when I started blasting.
Came out blasting. Dude, 127 rounds? You need to reload a few times.
What if you had a drum mag?
If you have a drum mag, then you have to reload less times.
He had one drum mag and one 20-something round mag. He reloaded twice.
Maybe he had that calico gun, the one where it has like the helix magazine, where it can hold 100 rounds.
That's a drum magazine.
It's a helical magazine. You're a fucking child. Oh, man. Sometimes your biggest enemy is the one who isn't even there.
Oh, thank God. I was really worried.
You were worried that I was going to be like, are the Asians?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this man.
Japan is taking over America with anime. You need to rise up. No.
This man watched a World War II documentary and got PTSD from it.
This man watched Naruto and got fucking PTSD from it. Oh, well, that's what happened to a man in Marietta, Georgia. A man was accused of shooting 127 rounds at ninja-like people who were after him. Sound strange?
Bro, no. This is just car rides with kids.
Yeah.
This is I still do this. I don't know why I said with kids. This is
people. Because you're a fucking child. I just said it.
This is people with good imaginations. Every time you're in a long car ride, just sitting with your head against the window, you're like, now there's a ninja chasing me. Except this guy took it one step further, and he's like, I'm going to take care of this guy. See, mine, I just would imagine fell in front of a car and died, and then I'd be like, I'm good, and then another one would spawn.
Yeah, remember I told you that when I was younger, I had multiple ninjas chasing me, and they'd fight each other.
No, I got to get them.
Yeah, and they'd kill each other off until, you know, finally, I'd arrive at my destination, and then they'd just vanish. Because
well, your demon named...
Demon.
Would come and stop them.
Yeah. Sounds strange? Just wait for the rest of the story. I wish all of these were written. I wish all articles were written like this.
I wish all articles came from NewsGPT.
Richard Ray West, 37, has been accused of shooting many rounds from a 40 caliber...
What the fuck?
See? This is 40 caliber.
Wait, that's what it says?
Where? Yeah.
I don't know where it is. You got a point. I'm not reading the whole thing.
Third sentence. 40 caliber.
Caliber.
40 caliber handgun. You have to fucking...
That's
you have to
bullets.
Reload so many times. I think most 40s can hold...
10.
No, it's less than a 9mm.
What state
usually.
Is this in?
Georgia.
Okay.
It's less than a 9mm, but more than a 45. I think you can maybe get 20.
A 9mm.
You might be able to get 8. You might be able to get like 17 plus 1, maybe 18.
That's a 9mm.
It's a standard 9mm, but like some of them can hold 20 plus 1.
With an extendo mag.
Not even with an extendo mag.
The drum. He shot hundreds, Jared.
I know. He had so many bullets on him. Do you think he like loaded it by hand?
That's what I want it to be. He actually never had a magazine. He was just individually putting each cartridge in.
like he cocked it back, put it in, bang.
You don't have to rack it back.
That's true. Because it's just going to lock back.
So he just like, stoop.
Stoop. Stoop.
Yes, that's what happened. He did that 127 times.
He was muzzle loading 127 rounds.
One time he loaded it just like a Nerf gun. He just put it in the front and let it slide back.
Like the founding fathers intended. caliber. Let's meet Mr. West. I love the tone that this is taking. This is a fun story about a man shooting almost 130 bullets at people that apparently either weren't there or can ninja vanish and change themselves, do substitution jutsus and turn themselves into logs.
What if this man's right?
And it was real ninjas.
What if he was being chased by ninjas and they're just really good at being ninjas? Then they're fucking ducking and catching his bullets and shit.
Oh, and fuck. Fucking,
I watched the thing the other day that said that the reason for chopsticks wasn't the non-aggression thing. It was to build like calluses on your fingers so that when other armies would come and shoot arrows over, you could just be like, got it, got it, got it. And
there's
then like the
no
average person, the average,
no
pers- the average person could help.
Were grabbing.
And it became a game to see who could get the most arrows. Listen, this is just something I listened to. And I was like, that's fun. I don't believe it, but it's fun.
There's no fucking way. There's no way. There's no way that people were just like, we're Mr. Miyagi-ing fucking arrows before they hit people. And we're just no.
They're just
no.
Catching. The whole town would come out and just catch them, man. Because everyone was using chopsticks, so they had this skill built in. They would get excited.
Oh, man. So you're telling me that the reason why they're still using chopsticks is because they're trying to get even faster so that the next war that they're in,
they
can catch
bullets
and throwing them back.
We gotta start using more chopsticks, man.
I do use a lot of chopsticks, so maybe I'm getting there. Maybe one of these days I'll get up to arrow level of catching arrows.
I like when I have so many chopsticks and then I run out of forks and I'm like eating a salad with chopsticks and I'm like,
I use chopsticks a lot until I have like two chopsticks left, and then I'm just like, I'm just gonna keep reusing these chopsticks because I don't want to go get more.
Oh, I just save them and I don't use them, and then somebody else in my house does, and then I'm sad.
Every time I go get Chinese food, though, I go, "Hey, can I get 5 pairs of chopsticks?" And I'm the only one that uses them.
Remember that one time when we used to do the show somewhere else?
Yes.
And we went and we got food because we could walk to this Chinese food restaurant.
Yeah. And it was pretty good Chinese food.
You guys were all like,
"Okay, no.
Oh, yeah, just give us like one pair of chopsticks each." And I was like, "No, give me 13 chopsticks.
You asked for too many chopsticks."
And you guys were like, "Don't do that." And I was like, "I need 13 chopsticks, 4 spoons. Only one of us had soup. And like 5 forks." It was just random ass numbers of things.
And then they were like, "Is that what you want?" And we went, "Give us 7.
No. And she was like, do you really want forks? And I was like, "Yes." And you guys were like, "No." But then she gave us the forks.
Yeah. But we also told her to only give us 7. Which would still be confusing because it was 3 guys. Each ordered what they wanted. And then we went, "Give us 7. Which doesn't even add up for each of us having 2 sets of chopsticks. There's still just an extra set.
We all have 2 sets of chopsticks and then 1 for whoever's really bad.
I don't think having an extra set of chopsticks makes it easier to eat stuff with chopsticks. You're not so bad with chopsticks that you snap them in half.
What if instead of breaking them apart, you just got 2 separate pairs of them and you used it so you had 4?
Okay, you might be onto something with that. That might be...
That's more grabbing
room. We'll try it. We'll try it. We'll give it a try. Let's see here. Where was I? Let's meet Mr. West.
You're at the part where people were catching arrows out of the sky.
Yeah, catching bullets and throwing them back. Yeah. According to Marietta Daily Journal, the incident happened in and around J&R Cycle Shop near the intersection of Dickerson Road and Canton Road Northeast in Marietta. We now know where this is. It was reported that he destroyed a mini fridge, a microwave, a desk, a TV, a space heater, and 2 computer towers belonging to Robert Scavone, the owner of J&R Cycle Shop.
Oh my God, this guy just did a me. This guy did a me as a child. That's what happened. He went into this shop because he didn't like the guy there, whether they were friends, used to be friends, or they ripped him off on something. And he went and he shot up all their stuff. And then when they're like, "Did you do this?" He went, "No, ninjas did this."
How the fuck is this you?
Because when I was
When
I was a kid, I broke shit on my dad's car running up and down it. And he came outside. He's like, "Who snapped my antenna off?" And I was like, "Burglars." I was sitting on the hood, I think.
Okay. I thought you were saying that you have had the experience where you walked
shooting
into
up a store and then blaming ninjas
and shot everything in it and then just went, "Ninjas. There was ninjas everywhere."
Just fucking, you guys ever see Beverly Hills Ninja? Fucking Chris Farley was in here fucking shit up.
Just fucking doing cartwheels.
The ghost of Chris Farley.
Just fucking everything up.
You ever see 3 ninjas? That's what they looked like. It was like 3 little Chris Farleys.
It was fucking Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum.
If they were Chris Farley.
But they all looked like Chris Farley. Here's the shit. If these are actual ninjas, these are really good ninjas because they ninja disguised as all of these things and did like a substitution. And we're just like, "Oh, you thought you shot me? It was a mini fridge. Oh, you thought you shot me again? It was a microwave. You thought it was me? It's a space heater. And now I'm 2 computer towers."
I didn't watch Naruto and I was going to try and do like jutsu, blah, blah, blah. But instead, I'm just going to go with the fucking Wonder Twins and be like, "Form of bucket of water."
That would still be them getting shot. That's what it is that the police walked into a murder scene.
You know what this was?
Full
this guy
of dead ninjas, but they were disguised Wonder Twins style as other things.
This guy was playing that mode in like Cold War where you could be an object. I don't know why I can't think of the name right now. You know,
Prop Hunt.
Prop Hunt. This guy was just playing Prop Hunt with ninjas.
Could be.
And
could
he
be.
Lost, obviously.
Yeah, because he couldn't find. There was a bunch of whistles. He kept hearing all the whistles, and he was like, bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang.
He shot two computer towers, but there was actually three sitting there.
Yeah, he just couldn't figure it out. Let's see here. Marietta Daily Journal reports that West shot through the glass front door and storefront, tore down a portion of ceiling panel and insulation, and shot through multiple spots on the walls and garage door, and even broke a wooden bathroom door off its hinges. After Marietta Daily Journal reports he stole a motorcycle from the shop. Wait, so he did that after stealing the motor? So he stole a motorcycle
right when I was about
shot a bunch of times.
Right when I was about to believe this man, I was like, this is him doing something to cover up the real crime. I was like, maybe he really was thinking he was chasing ninjas.
Yes.
After he done shot up all the stuff that sounds targeted, the other stuff sounded weird, like searching in the ceiling for a fucking ninja or something. Yeah. And then you're like, and then he stole, well, first he stole a motorcycle. I was like, oh, fuck you.
Well, that was to get away from the ninjas.
Oh, that was after?
Yeah, it says after Marietta Daily Journal reports. Oh, no, it's after he did all of that.
Oh, okay.
Well, he knows he didn't kill any ninjas. He didn't see any blood, so he had to escape.
Yeah, so, okay, so he was playing Prop Hunt, realized he lost. He was about to be it, and he fucking booked it.
Booked it. Wait, is that how that works? You turn into a prop if you don't find anybody?
No.
And he was like, I can't hide this good.
But you remember the slashers mode in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
At a certain point, if you find everybody, they got guns.
That is so true.
He was mixing those two game systems.
Or he legitimately thought that he was being chased by ninjas, didn't see any blood, knew that he missed all of the ninjas, and then was like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Well, he was watching them jump away. Obviously, they were crawling up through the ceiling into the bathroom and shit.
Yo, if this guy gets killed by a bladed weapon in prison, then like, he's right.
He was sitting in a cell when he got hit with six fucking
ninja stars through the window? That would be crazy.
Should've come.
West is being charged with two counts of criminal damage in the second degree, theft by taking greater than $1,500, possession of a firearm during the commission of a theft from a building or of a vehicle. What?
Theft by taking? Isn't that just theft?
No. There's theft by asking.
Is there a theft without taking something?
There's, you can walk up to someone and just go, hey, excuse me, can I have your car?
And if your car is cool. Can I like drive it around real quick? I might buy one.
Yeah. And if they're like, no, you can't have my car. And then you pull out a gun and you go, can I have your car?
Is that theft by asking?
That's theft by asking.
Theft by asking with a dangerous weapon?
Yeah. Yeah, you would get hit with both of those charges. He got theft by taking because he took it. I don't know what another one could be. Theft by
ninja association?
Yep, that's what it is. It really seems like they're not exploring the ninja angle of this enough. And I think they're dismissing it. But he shot a lot of bullets. That's dedication. Also, how did he not hit any of the motorcycles?
Because he was targeting at all this other stuff.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It's really leading more, it's lending more credence to there was actually ninjas that he was fighting.
No, I think it's more like he was going to steal a motorcycle and he wanted it to look like it was more extreme.
I don't.
And then when he got questioned, he panicked, forgot his own story, and he went, ninjas?
Here's the thing. If you were going to steal something, why? Why, oh, why would you create 127 explosions? Be like, I'm a sneaky thief. What should I do? Bang, 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 bang.
Because here's the thing. You do that. You steal a motorcycle. You park the motorcycle somewhere. The cops show up. They're like, what the fuck did you do? You're not getting, they're not asking questions about missing motorcycles. They're asking questions about why you shot 127 bullets.
Do you know what they're really doing? They're going, all right, what if it was?
And I'm not saying this is smart logic. I'm saying
what
this
if it
is
was
dumb guy logic.
What they're looking for is they're looking for 30 guys with a gun. And then one of the cops is like, what if it's one guy with 127 single shot guns?
What if he is a pirate and he had 8 arms?
And he's just shooting them off.
There was a firefight!
What the your voice sounded so weird. It sounded synthesized. How the fuck did you do that? How did you remix your voice?
I'm a world-class beatboxer. I'm sorry I never told you.
I'm upset now. I'm really upset. We could have been having tons of fun traveling around the world, going to beatbox competitions. You can't even do it again. That was close. Let's see here. You fucked up your throat, didn't you? So is a possession of a firearm during the commission of a theft from a building or of a vehicle, which is a really long charge.
I don't know why I lean in to hear you when I have headphones on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always find myself doing this.
You're like, look, I hear a secret.
I don't be anywhere.
Look at this.
I could go over there.
I'm telling you a secret right now. And you can't hear me. It's amazing. It's technology.
It's not a secret because everyone can hear you.
Hey. I'm going to tell you a secret. I forgot. And reckless conduct, per Marietta Daily Journal.
Hell yeah.
Jail records show he was arrested on January 18th and remains in custody without bond. I mean,
because they haven't proven the ninjas were real or not yet.
There's that, but also, I mean, you should really just let him. You should give him a bond because, like, if you think about it, what is he going to do? There's no way he has more bullets. He has to have shot all the bullets that he owns.
That is an odd number.
Yeah. Like, you would assume that...
Dude, that's like 2.5 cases of bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they're 44 or 40s. So
it's 40s, yeah.
Fucking probably more than that.
Yeah. This guy spent so much money. This guy could have just bought the fucking motorcycle.
You know what? The fact that he had a reload makes me go back to that. I think he may have really been trying to kill ninjas.
Right?
Because if you were just mad at a place, you just do a couple.
Yeah. And then like, you'd steal blah, something.
Fuck your shit. And then you'd leave. You wouldn't be like, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Like, okay. You're telling me that if John Wick got caught, they wouldn't be like, oh, some crazy guy shot 300 rounds and stole a motorcycle, because that literally happened in John Wick. He stole a motorcycle.
He didn't shoot 300 rounds at nothing, though. There would have been dead bodies.
Here's the thing. If they collected all... It was a fucking organization. They just had the people that were left pick up the bodies and then leave and clean the blood and stuff like that. And then it would just look like there was a bunch of bullet holes shooting at nothing. And then he stole a motorcycle.
They took the time to clean it up before the police could get there.
Yeah, man. They blew up a building just because they were mad at the guy who ran the building. And that was apparently just fine.
Before
spoilers
the police
for
could
John
get there.
Wick 4?
7?
16? 92.
The Continental?
I started watching that. I got to finish it.
Is it not good?
It's just different.
It feels like it wouldn't be good.
It's not that it's not good. It's just different. And I was just like, oh, okay. I wasn't in the mindset to watch something that wasn't John Wick set in the John Wick universe. That's really what it was.
Did anybody do cool John Wick stuff?
Yeah, everybody did. Literally everybody. The milkman came out and he was just like, roll.
And you're like, oh,
milk.
Shit, why is there a milkman in this?
Because it was in the 70s or 60s. It's time travel. You can check out his mugshot from the West Cobb Sheriff's Office below.
Is it real? Is it a real mugshot? Is it real, Jared?
I don't know. I don't think this man was being chased by ninjas. I don't think this man was being chased by ninjas. Oh, I'm starting to think there
was
being
chased by
any
meth
ninja-like people to begin with. Okay,
what's the article? I gotta see this man.
I'm gonna show you.
What's his name?
3, 2, 1.
No, he definitely was. He was definitely being chased by ninjas.
I don't know if you guys can see it.
He was 100% being chased by ninjas. Because what did we find out is one of the main symptoms of smoking meth?
Shadow people.
Jared, that was you. That was you that time. My arm wasn't moving. I blame you.
I don't even know, man.
Brought to you by Void Madness.
VoidMadness.com. Brand new TBRPG. Okay, so let's see here. What the fuck? Why does it keep doing that? Where is it? The mugshot is telling me personally. Let me see. Well, he's saying that there weren't any ninja-like people to begin with. That's what the mugshot is telling me personally. Additionally, there's no word on what happened to the alleged ninja-like people. Then keep scrolling for more wild mugshots from stories we've talked about on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What? Why did you make me plug this for you? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
We're going to edit that off, and everybody's just going to get fuck you.
You know what, Dave and Chuck the Freak? Fuck you.
Jared's going to fucking bleep you. Oh, my God. Don't edit the video. Just bleep out what I did that one time earlier today.
Okay.
Instead of cutting it, just have it just like silence happen.
I can do that. Yeah, that's easier. That's
funnier.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely more doable. It's more in line with something I would do. So that's the end. So... since you guys have maybe or may not seen, once again, go to patreon.com/rumrunners. Do you think this man was being chased by ninjas and or crazy assassin-like people? Like he's John Wick in real life. And if he was John Wick, he'd be really good at surviving, really shitty at actually killing people.
Unless he works for a top secret organization.
Mm-hmm. And killer men
cleaned up the bodies.
Once again, yeah, you could have done that.
Or maybe actually John Wick came, killed a bunch of ninjas.
Wow, this guy stole
it. They cleaned it up, and then they're like, bro, we'll take care of your whole family. You need to go fucking take this hit for us.
That's true. They do pay people in just fucking gold doubloons. He'd be like, look, see all these gold fucking doubloons? They're your families.
They were like, you know how your kid isn't very smart and you want them to go to like an Ivy League school? We can do that with gold.
Yeah. Just take the fucking heat for this.
Remember that lady from Full House? Boom. Just like that, but better.
Why are you throwing Aunt Becky under the bus?
She did that.
She did do that. She is a criminal.
She had a less than smart kid.
Did she go to jail?
I want to say no because fucking famous people.
No.
I can't wait until we're famous and we can't go to jail. Being untouchable would be so cool. Shoot so many ninjas. We'll just be going to motorcycle shops, car dealerships, you know, wherever ninjas hang out.
I'm glad you're enunciating.
What else would I say?
You know, ninja-like people.
I wasn't going to say ninja-like people. I mean ninjas.
Yeah.
Real ninjas.
Dem ninjas over there.
Fucking, they're going to be throwing fucking black eggs at us. And I'm going to be all like, fuck not today, ninja. I got my samurai sword and fucking guns. And I'm just slicing their black egg out of the sky. The sand will get in your eyes because you're not fucking... you're not me.
I'm still there in this situation.
You're my
sitting there just being like, why are there just so many ninjas?
And I'm like, Jared, I'll protect you, baby. Just sit right here. And you just keep getting hit with shrapnel.
I'm just like, damn it. So many ninjas.
I like fucking cut a samurai, like a fucking a shuriken in half as it's flying at me. And you fucking take half of it.
Why is there so much pain being installed upon me?
Because we know that I only tell two kinds of stories in your life. The ones that glorify me and hurt you, and the ones that glorify you for no reason.
For none reason whatsoever. Oh, man.
And then the whole time, Enrique Iglesias will be there, and he'll be like, I can be your hero, baby. And things will be in slow motion, and there'll be, like, smoke billowing, and, like...
Are you going to look at me? Are you going to lock eyes as I'm like, ah! When he goes, I can kiss away your pain.
You'll be getting all fucked up by shrapnel, but, like, a ninja will come at you, and I'll, like, slice him in half. I'm like, I got you.
I will stand by you forever.
Yeah. And at the end of this, it's just me carrying you to the hospital uninjured. Like, I'm fine. There's 30 dead ninjas and you've got like 15 different things sticking out of you. And I'm like, listen, I kept them from hitting vital organs. You're like, you could have kept them from hitting me. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, I deflected it so it would hit you in the shoulder and not the heart. I'm a hero.
And this entire time you just hear, I can be your hero. And I'm like, turn it off.
I'm like, I can't. Enrique, calm down.
He's just following us. Also didn't get hit with anything.
Do you forget the fact that every time I try and write a scene for something, I bring the musician who's going to sing the song into
That's
it?
That's true.
Remember that TV show we were going to write? And I was like, we have to have him directly.
Yeah. We're not going to let any more information just in case in the future that ever does happen. Hopefully he doesn't die.
There's wizards. Hopefully we don't die.
Hopefully he or we don't die by the time we make this show. Oh, man. That's funny. Now that song's going to be stuck in my head.
And you're going to picture me slicing.
No, it's just
cut up ninjas block. Semi-saving you. Half saving you.
No, it's just going to be that song on a constant repeat because Enrique Iglesias songs do get stuck in my head very easily.
If you go to our patreon.com, we will somehow find a way to fund a video where we make this a video.
How the fuck are we going to pay for Enrique Iglesias to show up?
We need a lot of money donated.
I will say.
Millions of dollars because we're going to need like a full-blown Michael Bay level team.
Like a stunt team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus also just the rights to the song hero are going to be insane.
We have him singing it.
Unless we use my version that I just did right now.
Or if he's actually... We actually have Enrique Iglesias in the video, but it's you singing it. You know what? No, it'd be even better if like he's sitting there and you see it and you're like, his lips aren't moving. And then it's you singing it.
And it's just Enrique Iglesias is there.
Yeah, it's just his ghost behind you now. That's how I've made this.
He's just emanating song.
He's spiritually putting it into you.
There's a glow coming from behind him.
He's just humping the floor or whatever the fuck that shit is.
Is he doing that?
He's doing it, actually. It's helping because he's dodging like low-level fucking missile strikes. I don't know why there's missiles now.
Ninjas got missiles.
They got shoon missile launchers. They fucking just shooting missiles at their shoes. Like,
I thought you said shoon missile launcher.
No, shoes.
I was like, is there a brand of missile launcher that I don't know about?
Is there a brand of small, low to the ground missile launchers called shoon? This is great. I love this fantasy.
Oh, man. All right. That's where we're going to end it.
Hey, remember that one show that I keep trying to bring back?
Mm-hmm.
This is a reality somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a reality where I saved you. Sort of. From ninjas that were attacking me.
With Enrique Iglesias.
It's great.
Just chilling in the back as I sing.
And then we get done and I thank him and you're like, what the fuck? I'm like, thank you for helping me, Enrique. And you're like, how did he help you? I'm like, spiritually. You're like, I sang the song.
Enrique Iglesias has a healing aura. You would have bled to death way before I got you to the hospital if it wasn't for Enrique Iglesias and his healing aura.
He's like moved on to some other song.
He's just singing.
You know more of his catalog. I only know Bailamos. That song. But you've seen him live. I have not.
I have not seen him live. I just know his song.
That's Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
I forgot you like have a weird obsession with Mark Anthony.
I'm Puerto Rican. Every Puerto Rican has an obsession with Mark Anthony. It's in our blood. I don't know what people before Mark Anthony was alive even did. Like what Puerto Ricans even did. Like how they even showed how they were just super proud to be Puerto Rican if you didn't have Mark Anthony to reference. Like, how do you represent when you just be like, yeah, well, you know what? Fucking Mark Anthony, which is what I do every time I get into an argument with anybody that's any sort of other Latino and of any sort of thing. Where they're just like, yeah, well, what do Puerto Ricans have? I go, fucking Mark Anthony. And they go, okay, 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 okay. You're right. Mark Anthony is great.
Don't you got Bad Bunny now too?
He's actually like a good person. Like he donates a lot of money back to the island, so he's a legitimately nice guy. I don't like most of his music though.
Who did the Gasolina song?
That was Daddy Yankee. Daddy Yankee.
Where's he from?
I think Puerto Rico.
Why don't you just be like Derek Jeter something?
Derek Jeter?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying baseball player names.
Okay, then.
I don't know baseball.
We're done.
I just know that, like...
You mentioned a bunch of singers, and then you're just like, I'm saying baseball names. No, you weren't. You said one baseball name.
I don't know any other baseball player names.
Derek Jeter.
That's the only one.
I'm pretty sure in the other guys, they referred to him as a biracial angel. So I'm going to go with he's either not just Puerto Rican or he's not Puerto Rican.
Why do I not? A-Rod. That's another baseball player. That's not his name, though.
Alex Rodriguez is his name.
He's a baseball player.
I don't know where he's from.
Where's that ginger guy that did a lot of steroids?
Mark McGwire?
That guy? That's a baseball player? No, now I'm just trying to figure out if I know baseball
players. He's not from Puerto Rico, 100%.
Jackie Robinson? That's a baseball player?
Jackie Robinson?
What's funny is the amount of baseball games we've gone and seen, and I don't know any player names on Iron Pigs.
How did you say... Well, you didn't say Mark McGwire. You didn't say A-Rod.
You said ginger guy that did steroids.
But how did you go Jackie Robinson before you went Babe Ruth?
I think there's a movie coming out about him, or I saw something about him recently.
There is a movie about Jackie Robinson.
No, I think I saw something about him recently, like a movie clip.
Okay, that could be it.
Also, I forgot Babe Ruth was a person until just now, but Ruth is a baseball player?
I thought he was a candy bar.
He had the world record before steroids were invented. Actually, yeah. Jackie Robinson did, but Babe Ruth was like...
Jackie Robinson had a bunch of records. I don't know if home runs was one of them.
Oh, okay. So maybe still Babe Ruth, because chubby guys can play baseball before steroids were invented.
Okay, I'm going to do the outro to the show now.
Hold on. Let me name one more baseball player.
Okay, I'll give you the chance to name literally one more baseball player.
Who's the one that dated all the celebrities? That was Derek Jeter, wasn't it?
I think it was either Derek Jeter or A-Rod. It's one of the two. I think it was Derek Jeter.
Who's the one that dated Jessica Alba? Who's Justin Timberlake's wife?
Jessica Alba. No, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter.
Okay, then that's the one. That's the only one. He's really the only one I knew. The other I gave nicknames and descriptions of. Oh, and Jackie Robinson.
Can you really not name a single other baseball player?
Dude, I know jack shit about baseball.
I literally said one earlier on Dark Rum.
I know. Let me see. How many baseball teams do I even know? I know. I almost said the wrong name. The Flyers.
That's not the name.
Fuck.
That's hockey. Do you know the city?
The Yankees, the Mets.
Okay. So New York. You know a weird amount about New York. Everybody that you named was on New York at one point.
White Sox? That's Boston. Or is it Red Sox?
Red Sox is Boston.
I know they're Sox. Someone's a pirate.
That's Pittsburgh.
Hell yeah.
See? Do you still not know what Philly's team is?
Nope.
I just fucking said it.
Not the Flyers, so...
It's not. It's the Phillies.
Oh, my God. I collected...
I said, do you not know what the Phillies one is?
And I had the baseballs that McDonald's had when I was a kid, and I don't know that shit.
Jose Canseco is the name that I said earlier.
What?
Jose Canseco is another name of a baseball player, and I literally mentioned it earlier.
Jose Canseco?
And now we end. You can listen to this wherever you get your podcasts, but the best place to do it's going to be on our website. Kyle, please say the name of the website and not the name of another baseball player.
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Thank you. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at RumRunners and on X, formerly known as Twitter, at RumPod. And if you'd like to see video versions and support the show, you can go to patreon.com/rumrunners, and we're going to maybe be doing even more fun stuff on there.
Just so
apparently,
you know,
making a video that includes Enrique Iglesias.
And me being a hero.
Just, and him being a hero. Just so
you
know,
if you put a gun to my head right now, I could not name another baseball player.
I know you could.
Or a baseball team.
Cool. Chase Utley. He's another one. So
I've never heard of that one.
He was on the Phillies. So the team you didn't know what it was that our old job sponsored at one point. Yeah, you know.
No, because I had a Yankees truck.
Oh, that is true. So this show, like all of our shows, is brought to you by Failed Exile Gaming's new TTRPG. I wonder who they are.
You can get this shirt at voidmadness.com.
It's a sci-fi horror TTRPG set in a custom, fantastical, colorful, far off, but not very far off, custom galaxy.
Kind of local galaxy.
With a custom set of mechanics and rules that has been in development for honestly like 4 years at this point. And they're working, really, really hard on it. It's an early alpha at this point. You can try it out. Go to voidmadness.com. Sign up. We'll send you the invite to the Discord to be able to try to play test that. Or click on join and support. And you can join our mailing list or just donate to support the game. Or you can buy merchandise like the shirt that Kyle's wearing. Not the hoodie that I'm wearing. That one's not for sale. But that one is.
Baseball is banned in that game. No baseball.
But Jose Canseco still exists.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's dead.
No, still alive.
He's hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Hundreds and hundreds of years old. Jose Canseco.
All right. Good night, everybody. And remember, like, baseball, is it even a sport?
It is.